Antonio, how do you make the decision in terms of what kind of anti-HER2 therapy you're going to use in a patient who's had prior adjuvant trastuzumab?
So I was actually going to start by addressing the question, how often are we seeing these patients? I'm actually very surprised that thus far I haven't had anyone who has received adjuvant trastuzumab who has relapsed. And we were heavy participants in the intergroup trial with the N9831. So I haven't had to deal with that problem. But I know that my concern will be when these patients begin relapsing, or maybe the window of relapse is going to be early and we may end up seeing a plateau later on. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Maybe some of these patients that have not relapsed will not relapse, and that will be a wonderful problem. The major concern is that we absolutely have no idea of what exactly prior trastuzumab will mean in this situation, and whether we use these artificial boundaries 6 months, 12 months, 24 months ago. And I'm not sure exactly what they mean. But at some point, you need to draw the line. And I think that if someone has an immediate relapse within the first year, I would perhaps be a little more nervous about trying to put them back on a trastuzumab regimen and may go ahead with lapatinib. But again, I think we are making artificial decisions.
Is there anyone who would utilize lapatinib in a patient who never had trastuzumab, Julie?
Haven't to date.
Or have you had patients relapse after having adjuvant trastuzumab?
Yeah, I've been trying to think. I can probably recall two that I've been curbsided on over the phone, but really none in my own clinical practice that I can think of.
How do you see that you're going to think this thing through when you see somebody in this situation? I mean, it's going to happen according to the trials, right? People are relapsing, so somebody's seeing them.
Well, I think you can pick a year, you can pick 2 years. If it's a short interval from the completion of the adjuvant trastuzumab, that's where I think there's a role for starting lapatinib as the first trial, though I might go back to trastuzumab at some later line anyway. If it's a longer interval, our group is very comfortable with trastuzumab. It is complicated, especially when you're adding the combination that's approved, lapatinib and capecitabine, to tell them how to take their pills, which ones are twice a day, which ones once a day, which ones you do before you eat, after you eat. And the rash is real, and the toxicities are real. It is somewhat a matter of getting used to it and talking to the patients. And we're all so used to the trastuzumab that it's harder for the whole clinic, the nurses and all, to gear up for the lapatinib.